بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شرف ولو الشيخ يظل رومي وقت تبريد دور عز الشهاكيم محمد اقتصاد رحمة الله تعالى عليه فذكر اشار اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے، لطف گلشن بھی دے، لطف صحرا بھی دے، لطف گلشن بھی دے، لطف صحرا بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، لطف گلشن بھی دے، لطف صحرا بھی دے، ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں، ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں، مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے، مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا، موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا، فضل سے اس کو کوئی کنارہ بھی دے، فضل سے اس کو کوئی کنارہ بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے، مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے، اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے، اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، یوں بیان محبت زباں پر تو ہے، یوں بیان محبت زباں پر تو ہے، اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے، اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے، اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی، اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی، اور زباں پر محبت کا نعرہ بھی دے، اور زباں پر محبت کا نعرہ بھی دے، ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں، ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں، مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے، مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے، لطف گلشن بھی دے، لطف صحرا بھی دے، اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے, لطف گلشن بھی دے, لطف صحرا بھی دے, اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This ayat we always read, and may Allah bless us with the reality of this ayat. That Allah Ta'ala says, those of you who have brought iman, now acquire taqwa, so that you stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and you fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that quality. And for that Allah says that you must be with the sadiqeen, with those people who are true, their word and their action is the same. May Allah bless us with that also, that Allah makes us to be His sincere and true believers and followers, and we obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this effort we have to keep on making it till maut overtakes us. And we have to be on our guard also, we have to try also all the time. So in this connection, this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, and we can see what an arif of Allah Ta'ala and what a lover of Allah Ta'ala. Though this poem is presented in the form of a dua, that oh Allah, bless us with these things. But Hazrat, we saw his life, ya Allah, he blessed Hazrat with these qualities through and through. May Allah Ta'ala give us also an auta of that, of having these qualities, inshallah. اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے. او اللہ تعالی, give me a whole دریا, in Urdu is a river, a strong river. Nadi is a stream, and in Gujarati دریا is the sea. Sea in Gujarati, but in Urdu it is a strong, a big river, like you have the Nile River, Euphrates River, Vaal River, yeah, all these rivers. So oh Allah, bless me, and that is also something we have to cry for, without tears, to cry for something that we get tears. May that Allah Ta'ala softens our hearts, and may we have from our tear, from our eyes, tears flowing in the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala as well, and more than that, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that to obey Allah Ta'ala in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, that is no real great achievement. That even an animal does, but that also we haven't got, that we fear Allah in the we don't disobey Allah in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat gives the example that first Hazrat explains that Allah, who has given us all our ni'mat, so how can we disobey Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat says that if a father, he tells his son that he gives him everything he wants, he looks after him within the limits correctly, he sees to all his things, and the son now is a worthy son. He says that he's not frightened that the father will hit him, but because of the ni'mat the father is giving him, all the favors the father is showering upon him, because of that he won't disobey his father. So like that, we also with our Rabbah, with Allah Ta'ala, that what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, one of the ways to get the love of Allah Ta'ala is to think, he says about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, every day we should take out this time, or Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq even 2 minutes. But at least sometime we should think that, Ya Allah, what ni'mat you have blessed me with. You gave me my eyes free of charge. You gave me my ears. You gave me my tongue, my nose, my heart, my liver. All these things are functioning. I'm walking properly. I'm not paralyzed or anything. What ni'mat? You gave us this air to breathe in. And if you carry on, how many ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? And any person who thinks about the favors of anyone, al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of those who show ihsan upon them, who show their favors upon them. You become a slave of that person, and that also we have to work for. Today people do us favors, perhaps we don't even say jazakallah. How much do we appreciate also what people do for us? That also a person should learn. And the real shukr we have to make is of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. That the real doer and the real giver of everything is Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So if a person will think of that, then also the love of Allah ta'ala will come. So we obey Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala out of his fear also, but more greater than that is that person who obeys Allah ta'ala in the love of Allah ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these qualities, inshallah. As it says, Lutfe gulshan bhi de, lutfe sahra bhi de. Oh Allah, give us the enjoyment in a beautiful garden, in a beautiful orchard where everything is nice, green, rosy. Give us the enjoyment of that also. And give us the enjoyment of the desert as well. And Hazrat sometimes used to go out and stay with his murids, with his friends, outside, right by the seaside, where there is no shelter or anything. Went for 3 days like this there. So this enjoyment also, and that enjoyment also. What Hazrat also could be referring to, that Lutfe Gulshan be there, that oh Allah give us the enjoyment of your obedience also. That when we are obedient to you, then also we enjoy to be obedient to you. And Lutfe Sahra, when we don't get enjoyment, that also of staying away from sins. That give us the enjoyment of staying away from sins. And that is a great achievement. When a person stays away from all types of sin and he enjoys it. Hazrat explained many times that when we give up our sin, then give it up in such a way that don't feel sorry that I didn't commit this sin. But you get enjoyment of not committing this sin also. So Allah bless us with that quality as well. And also it could refer to that when a person is in good, comfortable condition, then also he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And when difficulties and hardships come, then we find that through Ahlullah, that even in hardship and difficulty, their hearts are at ease. Their hearts, they don't have any problem in their heart. Outwardly, they seem to be suffering. But inwardly, when the connection is with Allah Ta'ala, then even outwardly, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh wrote to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, one of his senior khulafa, that the post of Sadr Mudarris, the head teacher in Deoband, is vacant. If you wish, you can take that post. He was of that caliber. What position? So, but what he and where he was staying? Out in the jungle somewhere. Now there are some houses around there. But at that time, just one small masjid in the jungle. And nobody around there. So he wrote back and he said, I would rather eat chana, split peas. I'll pass my life on that. But I don't want to take that post there. The responsibility is very big. I'd rather just pass my life like this. And where he should make all the time Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains that he used to, about 3 o'clock in the morning, it was his time to get up. But Hazrat says, there wasn't a day that I had to wake up Hazrat. And in fact, when Hazrat woke up, he coughed a little bit. Then I realized I would wake up. And then Hazrat would be engaged in ibadat till about 11 o'clock. From 3 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock. In that, he would read about 5 to 10 suparas of Quran Sharif. He would read Munajat-e-Maqbool, the 7 chapters for each day. Every day he should read all 7. And out of memory he should read it. and then all his zikr and wazifas and everything, he should be engaged. And from there, he should go and teach. Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat was a young person at that time. And a young person to stay with an old man in a jungle. Otherwise, a young person wants a lot of entertainment, a lot of pleasure, but staying with an old man in a jungle like that. And Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali shouldn't have breakfast also. And Hazrat says that I needed my breakfast. But I also, because my sheikh did not eat, I also shouldn't eat. He should tolerate it. And we should try sometimes, give up one meal and then see. In fact, one of our elders teach us, Hazrat also, that especially when we committed a guna, a sin, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, most probably, is Mufti Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said that when you don't finish your ma'amulat because of some work, dini work, no other work, dini work, then skip your meal and complete your ma'amulat. But for us to skip one meal also, try it out and then we will see. Like that, to talk about it is very easy. But when we have to skip a meal actually, then we will realize what it is. So, and this is like out of your free choice. Ramzan, you have to miss your lunch and your breakfast. That you have to, that we know, we accept it. But just of your own free choice, everything is ready. And your mother or your wife is telling you, here's the breakfast, everything is ready, have it. And you say, no, I'm punishing myself today. Then we will feel what it is like. So Hazrat says that when a person is in good condition, at that time also, oh Allah, give us enjoyment of being with you. And when a person is in difficult conditions, also give us the enjoyment that our heart is connected with you. Is jaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de. And in this garden of the love of Allah Ta'ala, give me somebody that there is also, that has also got your love. Then birds of a feather flock together. When you have somebody who has got that love of Allah Ta'ala also, and you say, and he sits by you, and he is also all the time in the zikr of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then great enjoyment comes to that person. Aisi kashti ko mojo ka kuch dar nahi. Such a ship has got no fear of the storms of the sea. All the waves that are coming, when you are moving through your life, and all difficult conditions also come, hard conditions. And when we read the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, each one, what difficulties they had to go through. We can't imagine it. The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We want our bread buttered both sides. We want everything of the best. But these people, the awliya, whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, whether it was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, whether it was any of our great buzurgs and awliya, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh says, when he came to Pakistan, then there was nowhere to stay. Together with his wife, they stayed like in a hole, just like a zinc on top. And they spent time there. Like that, all of them, what sacrifices they had to give. When a person gives the sacrifices, then he gets something. We want it very comfortable and very easy. And we all the time just look for our immediate comfort. We don't look ahead that if we take this difficulty, hardship, etc. The students, if they make mujahada, what and what don't Allah Ta'ala open for them? And also, like we see the jamaats also, there are so many brothers who are so wealthy. But when they go in jamaat, they go like in the jungles. In what areas they go to. Where and where they go. And in all lines. When we went to the funeral in Binoni, I met my friend Maulana Suleiman Pandor Sahib. And he's also about 75 or close to there. So I heard that he was gone to Bangladesh. So I told him, you're just back from Bangladesh. So he says, we came back from Bangladesh, then I went to Mozambique after that. And I'm coming, I think he said, from the airport to the funeral I'm coming. And Mozambique also they go, right in the jungles they go to check on the madrasas. Not in the cities and where you get all your food and everything nicely, but going in the jungles and then there, mosquitoes or whatever else. Like Maulana Abdullah explained, when he went to Palestine and the mosquitoes were troubling them so much, and then he was killing them, that Palestinian told him, what are you doing? You're killing Allah's makhluk. How can you kill the mosquitoes? Allah made their rosy on you, so allow them. So now, what sacrifices these people make? We one mosquito, and we can't sleep at night. One fly, and we can't make our namaz properly. We can't make our tilawat properly. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us in the qabr. If there are scorpions, if there are snakes, may Allah protect us. Allah save us all. So when the difficult times come in your life, this boat which is sailing and the waves are hitting at it there, it's a stormy sea. Your life is stormy. You are going through difficulties and hardships. Malik e bahro bar jab sahara bheede. So Hazrat says that boat has got no worry, no fear when the owner of the seas and the land, when he is with you. If you got Allah's ma'iyat, if you are close with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is there to help a person. But it is we must be in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Like for example, your father, or even your boss, your father, the husband, whoever it is, if you are in his good books, you do everything what he says, you are in his good books, then you got no fear, any problem come, my boss is there, my husband is there, my father is there. But if you are in the bad books of your father, of your husband, or of whoever it is, your boss, then any small mistake also you are taken to severe task. So like that, Allah Ta'ala give us that we also be in the good books of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, we make sincere tawbah, we turn to Him sincerely, inshallah Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased very quickly. A person makes tawbah and he turns to Allah Ta'ala in earnestness and seriousness, and he fulfills the commands of Allah, Allah is with that person. So when Allah is with a person, no matter how stormy the seas are, no matter what difficult conditions a person goes through, but Allah is there, then that person goes through quite safely, and he has got no worry. He knows that Allah, like for example, Sarah Hajra alayhi salam, when she was in the desert of Makkah Sharif, at that time there was no Makkah, not a building, nothing there, no tree or anything. She was there with her little son Ismail, and how they obeyed the commands of Allah Ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came and he left them there in the desert, what must be going on his heart? But what yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah won't destroy us. And then his order was to drop them and to go away again. And he leaves one skin bag of water and one bag of khajur, and he starts going back on the same road that he came. And Hajar alayhi salam, it is narrated three times, she asked him, where are you going? You're leaving us here and you're going just like that. So, but he didn't even turn around. She asked, has Allah commanded you? Then he just nodded, or he said yes. And then she said, in that case, Allah won't destroy us. So we're fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Then when he went a bit further away where they couldn't see him, then he faced towards the Kaaba and he made dua ta'ala. Rabbana wab'ath fihim, Rabbana, oh Allah, send to them people, af'idatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. Send some people to them that they will give them rosy from around the world, etc. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made that dua, and when the reality of it came to pass, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, what test Allah put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to? Then he went away, and how many times all he suffered, tabligh he went to make everywhere, call towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. When he comes at a later time, his son has grown up, and then now he's ordered to slaughter the son. What a test, your own son with your own hand. At one time he comes, and now he's ordered to build the Kaaba Sharif, young boy, and the father Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they build the Kaaba. How many tests, ulama have written, 10 great tests Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. So Allah, when these tests come on us also, at all times the tests are there, then we also must try our best to always fulfill the commands of Hazrat. What iman they had, what yaqeen. Hazrat says that even if you have to die, die. but fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. If you have that, and Allah only asks you for sacrifice, Allah doesn't take the sacrifice. For Ismail alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala sent the sheep from Jannah for him, the ram from Jannah to be slaughtered. But we must be ready. And how Ismail alayhi salam, a young boy also, told his father, do it quickly, sharpen the knife, don't waste time. We are just talking. May Allah give us this reality. Mujhe gham mein hai kashti phasi e khuda. Oh Allah, my ship is now, it is caught in a storm. In all, and what? Mujhe gham. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, that I claim your love, but there are a lot of temptations around me also. Lot of things that are calling me away from you also. So at that time now, like those people who have reached that stage, forget Fajr, that is 100%. Even the tahajjud. And they don't have like a heater to put on or anything. Just like they get up and they will make their wuzu outside they used to go. Make their wuzu with cold water, and they are there for their tahajjud, and they don't allow laziness or anything to come. So you're claiming the love of Allah, but you are sleeping away. And how, what is our condition? And when I say our, I mean mine. How far are we? And Allah tabaraka ta'ala, love, and we claim it. So we are now caught in that we're claiming the love of Allah, we're talking about the love of Allah, but on the other side, so much weaknesses we have. Fazal say, usko koi kinara bhi de. Out of your kindness, O Allah, let my boat anchor also. Let me come out of the difficulties, out of the storm, that I fulfill your commands with ease. And I look at your commands and I fulfill your commands all the time. Mujhko khalwat mein bhi ya teri rahe. O Allah, when I'm all alone also, let me be in your remembrance. Not only now, we're having majlis, now we are talking, we are listening, but when I'm all alone also, O Allah, let me be in your remembrance. Hey Khuda, aashiqo ka nazara bhi de. And O Allah, give me that also, that we have majlis, and all your lovers are present. Give me that also. Even our zikr we must make, some of it we make with our friends. Some we make on our own also. Tilawat, we make it in front of people, make on our own also. Namaz, we make it with jamaat, make some namaz at home also. So both that we should be there. You bayani muhabbat zubaan par to hai. Hazrat says that I'm talking the love, words of love on my tongue like that. Talking about all your love. Hey Khuda, mujhko aansu ka darya bhi de. And together with this, O Allah, let the tears flow from my eyes also. And we saw Hazrat how many times when he's making bayan, then the tears just flow from his eyes. And how beautiful that drops of tears used to come, like pearls they used to come. And how Hazrat in the love of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah bless us with this reality. Apne akhtar ko de ni'mate ilm bhi. Very, very important thing also. Hazrat is making dua to have knowledge of deen also. That is very, very important, a prerequisite, that we have the knowledge of deen also. That is, we know everything of our deen, in our matters. Whatever we have to be doing, our wuzu, we make it correct. Our namaz, we make correct. Everything. When does namaz break? When does wudu break? All this, the person has to have knowledge of all this. So, and a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is to have the knowledge of deen. And that a person should also always be learning. Allah give us that tawfiq also, from cradle to grave. From the time we were born, we should be learning till we go to the qabr. All the time. And that is really who an alim is, who is all the time learning all the time. And this is such a valuable thing. One hadith it came, it was sent, that when a person goes to the masjid, for example, and he makes the niyat that I will go and learn there also, whether some dars is going to take place, some ta'aleem going to take place, then going to the masjid, if he makes the niyat of going to learn as well, he gets the sawab of one hajj. So easy we can get the sawab of one hajj also. So to learn knowledge is a very, very superior thing to be learning. So Allah give us the tawfiq to be learning our deen also. Aur zuban par muhabbat ka nara bhi de. And together with that knowledge, oh Allah, let me, when I talk, let your love come out in my talking also. Not only knowledge, but the love of Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah bless us with these qualities inshallah and bring them into our lives. Yeah, Hazrat, it's written here that Hazrat wrote this poem in South Africa on the 4th of Shaban, 1414. So that is 24 years ago. 1438 now. So about 28 years ago, Hazrat wrote this poem,
mashallah. Hazrat Allah, ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں حشر سے پہلے نہیں کرتے ہیں وعدہ دید کا حشر سے پہلے نہیں کرتے ہیں وعدہ دید کا ربی ارنی پر جلا لے ربی ارنی پر جلا لے لن ترانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں لب خموشان محبت کی نگاہ پاک سے لب خموشان محبت کی نگاہ پاک سے ایک نظر میں مردہ دل کی ایک نظر میں مردہ دل کی زندگانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے جلوہ گاہ حق دلے عارف کی آہ گرم میں جلوہ گاہ حق دلے عارف کی آہ گرم میں بارگاہ کبریا کی بارگاہ کبریا کی ترجمانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے لب خموشان محبت کی نگاہ پاک سے عاشقان زرد رو کی چشم نم میں صبح و دم ان کے جلووں کا یہ رنگے ان کے جلووں کا یہ رنگے ارغوانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے یوں تو عاشق بے زباں معلوم ہوتا ہے مگر یوں تو عاشق بے زباں معلوم ہوتا ہے مگر عشق کی تفسیر میں ہاں عشق کی تفسیر میں جا جادو بیانی دیکھیے عشق کی تفسیر میں جادو بیانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں عاشقوں کا منبر دل پر بیان درد دل عاشقوں کا منبر دل پر بیان درد دل واز میں آمیزش واز میں آمیزش درد نہانی دیکھیے واز میں آمیزش درد نہانی دیکھیے ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے داستان زخم دل اختر چھپاتا تھا مگر داستان زخم دل اختر چھپاتا تھا مگر روز محشر داغ دل کی روز محشر داغ دل کی گلفشانی دیکھیے روز محشر داغ دل کی گلفشانی دیکھیے روز محشر داغ دل کی گلفشانی دیکھیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں اللہ اللہ عشق کیے اللہ اللہ عشق کیے بے زبانی دیکھیے ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد ونصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد حضرت یہ speaks about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but without the tongue. That is, when a person has such love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it flows over, and from a person's actions and especially from a person's eyes, when he sees the tears coming down and the person crying, it's mentioned about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh. The end of his life, they would take him in front of Rozai Mubarak, and 3 hours, 9 o'clock we used to leave him there, 12 o'clock we used to come there, 3 hours crying, tears of rivers of tears you can see flowing, crying in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying for one's gunas and sins. This is a kind of a great ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We heard from many times what Munash Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, what love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they had, and that how he used to cry, the tears used to flow down. And as Hazrat mentioned earlier also, sitting in Hazrat Majlis, he used to have a tissue all the time, and while Hazrat is speaking, he's laughing also. And you just see the tears flowing down from his eyes. And then the khadim will give him, and then he'll wipe it out, and he'll speak, joking also. And suddenly he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tears flow from his eyes. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sunnah dua. Allahumma rizuqna aynayni hattalatayn. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us eyes which are flowing, like waterfalls coming down, crying in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least, ibku fa illam tabku fa tabaku. Cry. If you can't cry, then at least act like you are crying. And we should feel this regret in our heart that, ya Allah, we can't cry. So our hearts are so hard. Even the stones, they have water flowing through it. But our hearts have become so hard that we can't cry in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that his zubah khamush or anko sehe darya rawa. The tongues are quiet. But from the eyes, the rivers are flowing in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, ishkiye be zubani dekhiye. Look at the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has got no tongue. But it is coming out from the eyes of a person, and a person is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says that before the day of Qiyamah, we haven't been promised to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, this world is too small to bear even the bounties of Jannah. Jannat is nothing compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if one bounty of Jannat, one whore of Jannat has to open up her faith, look in this world, it'll be much more powerful than the sun also. The person will never be able to see. And one portion of Jahannam falls in this world. This whole world will be destroyed. It's completely destroyed. And nothing difficult to understand if the baby is in the womb of the mother. So the baby can only live in that small space. It can't see anything from outside. If light has to come, so much of light, the eyes of the child will go blind. Because he's in the womb of the mother, he's used to the darkness. You can't put light there, full light, he'll go blind. And if you have to send something, some difficulty inside there, the baby can pass away very easily. So similarly in this world, if a bounty of Jannah has to come down, we'll die instead of seeing the bounty of Jannah. Or if a difficulty of Jahannam has to come in this world, we'll die. Because this world is too small. If this world can't bear the bounties of Jannah, or the difficulties of Jahannam, where is this world ever going to bear before a person to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our Buzrus have mentioned one great bounty. Whenever a person, the desire comes to look at a woman, some Buzrus have mentioned that each time you lower your gaze, one great benefit is Allah ta'ala will grant a person the ability to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after. Because of this ayat, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, that the reward of doing good is nothing else but goodness Allah will give a person. So each time you look down, just think, I'm looking at this girl, this woman, no benefit at all. But I will get one gaze at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose that is infinite, will never ever come to an end. What a wonderful bounty. So before in this world, Allah has not given us the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the year after, a person will be able, in the year after, and in this world also, a person can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with the physical eyes, because that's too weak, but with the eyes of the heart, a person is able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person gets the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat is saying, that a person is, his mouth is closed and he is looking at with the eyes of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person becomes a true banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith is a long hadith but a famous hadith, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala says that my banda will come close to me when he will make faraz, he will fulfill all his faraz. And then after fulfilling all the faraz, when a person makes nafal, and he will get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will continue becoming closer and closer until Allah will become the eyes by which he sees, the ears by which he hears, the hands by which he touches. So they have got different meanings of it. One meaning is that when a person, the buzrugs, when the walid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will see, they say where the gazes fall, Allah is rahmat and mercy on that. Where the hands touch, Allah puts barakat and blessings in that. Where they are speaking, so that is why we come in the Sohbat of Huzruganidin, the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to look at them also. Sometimes maybe our shaykh will not give a bayan, or the mashayikh will not give bayan, they don't speak. So a person says, what benefit if I go for the majlis? Just to sit in the Sohbat and the companionship is very, very great. And when we were Hazrat Hakim Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, that time he stopped giving bayan. So some people used to come and say, where's the bayan? So then one Khadi mentioned there that the Huzruganidin, when they are speaking, then the nur is only coming out from their mouth. And people are getting benefit. It's very great. And when they stop speaking, then the nur comes out from their whole bodies. So a person will get even much, much more benefit. And we saw one, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangoi, rahmatullahi alayhi, was here in South Africa. He wasn't even speaking, but how the people flocked to him. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. At that time, you will get even more benefit. So we should become ashik of our sheikh, not ashik of the bayans of the sheikh, but ashik of the sheikh. So we will take benefit from the sheikh, that anwarat, which is in the heart, the Mashaikh, it must come into us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So he says, one nazar, the Buzrugani Deen, the life comes into the dead heart. People's hearts are dead, but one gaze with the Buzrugani Deen, the heart will become alive. And that is why we sit in company of Buzrugani Deen, for our hearts to become alive, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Hazrat says that the ashik outwardly he seems bare zuban, he has got no speech, he is not speaking. Magar ishq ki tafsir mein jadu bayani dekhi hai. But then after when he starts speaking and he explains about the ishq and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how effective it is, how people's hearts change. One bayan he gives and thousands of people change. And we are giving philosophical bayans and talks of bayans and this nukta and that nukta and this point and it's trying a deeper point. And no one, people are coming, what a bayan. But no changes in the hearts of people. As Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi saying, one thing is one bayan. He said that, alhamdulillah, I did a lot of khidmat of deen. I went in jamaat. I did this, many, many things. And I worked in the jamiat office. Many, many things. But he says, after taking bear to Hazrat Hakim, Hazrat Shahaki Muhammad Asif Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, in front of my eyes, I saw people's lives changing completely. just because of the suhbat of Buzrugani Deen. That how a person's heart, and then a person has it, he gets it nur from their heart, and what bayan he gives the after, and people start changing their lives. So may Allah Ta'ala give us also this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He says that the ashiks on the mimbars when they are sitting and they are giving bayan, it's not just words they are giving, but bayani darad yadil, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala which is in their heart, they are giving it out. And in the waaz mein aami they say, darad nihani dekhiye. In the waaz, in the bayan, it may be very, very simple, but the mixture of the love, the internal love which is in their heart, it automatically comes out and people become affected by that day. Then Hazrat says the last poem, he says that the cry of my heart, the pain of my heart, that I broke my heart for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, all the stories of the zakhm-e-dil, the heart, every person has got a heart, when you break our desires for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we find a person gets a wound, his heart becomes wounded. So all of these stories, Hazrat says, I was trying to hide it. But he says on the day of Qiyamah, all of these things, it will come out, and a person will see the great benefits which a person in this world, what sacrifices he had made, it's never, nothing will ever go to waste. But if a person had wasted his life, كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك وجه ربك وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام, everything in this world, all the enjoyments, whatever you had, it will all be destroyed. And on the day of Qiyamah, whatever is Allah's, that will remain forever and forever. And whatever was done for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the darkness of the night, no one was watching you at all. Or you were walking on the street and a beautiful woman walked past you, and the desire came, I want to look at her. Or I want to watch that film, nobody is watching me at night, I've got my cell phone, my wife is fast asleep, I'm on the internet, I can do what I want to. But at that moment the person says, why am I wasting my time? If I do this, I'll go to sleep, no benefit at all. Let me break my heart for Allah's pleasure. And he broke his heart. He says, today maybe you'll try to hide it away, but on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will show it to a person, and what a person will get for one small sacrifice which he had made. It was the time of Fajr, he wanted to sleep, no one would have known, but for Allah's pleasure, he woke up, he removed the blanket, and he goes for Fajr Namaz, he broke his heart. Every single sacrifice a person is doing, it will never ever go to waste. A person will see it on the day of Qiyamah. And a person sacrifices in the beginning, it's a bit difficult, but once the mujahada becomes easy, then once he sacrifices for a few times, then the mujahada becomes very, very easy. It is just for a person to have courage within himself. That is actually why we come in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to build the courage within ourselves, to hear the stories of other people, so Allah gives us also courage. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant myself. These are just words which I think. May Allah give us all the realities of this world.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جايك ميدانه توهي توهو اور میرے تن میں بجائے بغل درد دل ہو درد ہو درد ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بلکہ دارو نماسیا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, اللہ 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 خدا ای بن را رسوا مکن, کرم دم من سر من پیدا مکن. اللہ 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 اللہ. آخر جز آسما ہم دم نبود, راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود. بتا دے اپنے ہستی کو, چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو, بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شان. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات, وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات, وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات, وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات, وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات, وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات, وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات, إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت, ولا معطي لما منعت, ولا راد لما قضيت, ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد, ونقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك، ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.